welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're diving into the topic of manifesting in the world of social media and technology. Now, I know it's easy to feel excitement when we see someone else living their dream life on social media. But here's the thing. Social media can be a double-edged sword when it comes to manifestation. Let's first start by talking about mindset. Our mindset plays a crucial role in manifestation. And social media has a way of shaping it, for better or for worse. Seeing other people's successes can inspire us, but it can also trigger feelings of comparison, inadequacy, and scarcity. Also, things we see that are posted can paint a false narrative of what is truly going on. There are always things going on behind the scenes that aren't shown or talked about. That's why it's so important to approach social media with a certain level of caution and awareness. So what can you do to navigate social media in a way that supports you on your manifestation journey? Well, one tool that's incredibly helpful is setting intentions before scrolling. Before you even open that app, take a moment to remind yourself of your goals and what you want to manifest in your life. This is a simple practice that can help you stay focused and aligned amidst the noise of the digital world. You may be thinking, well, what happens when you come across content that seems to contradict your manifestations? Maybe you see someone flaunting their wealth when you're trying to manifest financial abundance. Or maybe you stumble upon negativity when you're focused on cultivating positivity. In moments like these, it's really important to remember that what we see on social media is often just a highlight reel. And as I mentioned before, it's not the full picture. For example, let's say you are manifesting love or a relationship and you come across photos that show a couple that seem like they are happy and in love. And they may even note that in the caption or the comments of the post. Other people may also even make comments referring to them as the perfect couple or how in love they are. Seeing this affects you and you may start doubting yourself or your manifestation. Or it may even send you into a downward spiral. This is where it's important to catch yourself and to remember that there is always more to the story than what we see. Because, in general, most people want to paint a rosy picture even when that couldn't be farther from the truth. In reality, that happy and love couple that you see actually fight constantly or are just completely incompatible and truly unhappy with each other. So when you view social media and you come across things that may trigger you in some capacity, instead of getting discouraged, use these moments as an opportunity to reaffirm your own goals and intentions and remind yourself that not everything is as it seems to be. Finally, let's talk about the content that we consume. The things that we see and hear have a profound impact on our subconscious mind, whether we realize it or not. So it's crucial to be intentional about the content that we expose ourselves to. Seek out accounts and creators who inspire, uplift, and align with your vision for the future. Remember that you have the power to curate your digital experience, so choose wisely. I personally make sure that my feeds are full of content that is uplifting and in alignment with my goals and desires. It's also always a good idea to take regular social media detoxes. Especially if you are finding that social media is just causing you to have emotions that are completely overwhelming. Logging out or deactivating for a while can be greatly beneficial, and it can give you the chance to regroup and reconnect with yourself and your true desires without any distractions. Use this time to engage in activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, or simply just enjoying moments of silence. This is something that has taken me some time to learn, that self-care isn't selfish. It really is essential for maintaining your well-being and staying aligned with your manifestation goals. So don't hesitate to unplug when you need to, and prioritize your mental and emotional health above everything else. As I wrap up today's episode, I hope you found these insights helpful as you navigate the digital landscape on your manifestation journey. Remember that you are the architect of your reality, both online and off. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Manifesting Minis. Please don't forget to hit that like button if you enjoyed today's episode and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms. YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, be sure to check out my Hey Link Me page where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources, from transformative content to exclusive offers. All are designed to support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really means the world to me. So until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.